The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Ideal Roofing, installing quality material and quality workmanship.
I'm a hard working man. Working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan, broadcasting live from the Cyfair Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Berry Center.
And we continue on with hour number two of Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 281-833-3333. That's 281-833-3333. And we will talk today. This will be the last time you'll see me out in public. They put me in a cage after this, like Dracula. And we're out here today at the Berry Center. So if you want to come on out and say hello at noon, I'll be able to talk with you and just say hello to you. If not, I'm going to snoop around. I see a lot of old friends around here that I'm going to go talk to after the show. And we'll see what happens after that. But it is a good one, and it's free, and it's not too big. You can get in and out in about an hour. And if you need some home improvement advice, you want to just get some ideas. Linda was just here with Shelf Genie. She's here. And she was looking at these old desks and stuff that they're selling in the back for the charity. And she's saying, you know, you turn that over, you put legs on it, and you can make a chair out of it, and you can make this. And she's got all these ideas, and I never thought about it, but you can. Everything from used furniture, it looks like a lot of office furniture. Actually, I was telling Chad, it looks like the stuff they have in the closets at Houston Community College when I used to work there, because colleges and all schools, they have all this old furniture. When you get a new job, they say, well, this chair is still kind of sturdy here. You use this one. And so that's what you get with a big rip in it and some duct tape. It's just the way, you know, it's just the way schools are. And as far as that, they have a lot of new product, like windows, doors, things of that nature, that tile. That was bought for a job, and maybe the people changed their minds. Maybe they just never used it. Maybe it was the wrong dye lot, and they said, you know what, just keep it. We don't need it back. And so they're selling that, too.
Here's the exciting part.
What's that? Oh, he's over here waving at me.
The seat you're sitting in is only $5.
Is it $5?
You can have Tom Tynan's seat for $5.
I will. You can take my warmth home with you. Hopefully not my odor, just my warmth. And it is. I did not know that. Oh, it says $5 on the blue ticket. The painter's tape. I like that too. That's exactly what you do at schools. Just like that. Probably we'll still have that because eventually it all gets auctioned off is what happens. And it's good because the money goes back to the school and they'll do something with it. But things get worn out. And that's what you do with it. All right, let's get back to the callers. Enough of that rhetoric. And let's talk to Bruce. Bruce, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. We built our house after Harvey, but there were two things I put off then, which I regret putting off. One of them was the roof, and we're going to be in need of a new roof. I had several questions, if you just got a minute. Mm-hmm. We used one of your previous vendors. Yeah, we used a vendor years ago on our old house. We're very pleased somebody you'd recommended. Who are you recommending these days for roofing work?
Ideal Roofing. It has to be the same because I've been talking about them since 92.
That's who we used. Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. In fact, I talked to Jim yesterday, the owner. He's a good guy.
Cool. Any particular specifications? We were going to do ridge vent, but is there anything about that we should specify for underlayment or shingles? And we've got three valleys.
No. Here's what's going to happen. The industry has changed a lot since you probably put that last roof on. They're a GAF Master Elite Roofing contractor. They're going to go over the warranty plans with you. And the warranty plans have specific specifications that need to be followed to keep the warranties intact. And some of those warranties can be all the way to lifetime. So you have a bunch of options, and they follow it very specifically. In fact, the GAF people, they write these specifications out so you get the best product. So it's no longer, I want this and I want that. It's what is required in your warranty work. And so they're going to be really good about explaining that to you.
Fantastic. So any others? One last question about the underlayment. I know you used to use roofing felt or something. Is there something newer or something that's more water resistant or anything like that?
Well, they still call it felt paper, but it's a fiberglass paper. It's not the same old paper that we used to get, the 30-pound and 15-pound felt. That doesn't really that doesn't get used much anymore. They'll explain the differences, but there is a different type of underlayment that's better. And they also use around all your penetrations what we call peel and stick, which is a rubber membrane that goes around the penetrations before the roof goes on for extra protection.
Okay.
And, you're going to find it a different. It's not like it used to be 15 years ago or 20 years ago putting roofs on. Now it's all thought out for you, and it's very well controlled. All of the manufacturers are controlling that because they're continuing the warranties over. If your roofer goes under, they'll continue their warranty.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Yeah.
Last questions, real quick. When we did our last roof, and again, with everything you described here, I'm guessing this problem won't happen. We did have a callback. We did have one small leak. And since we've got the whole house redone inside, just wanted to know what we had to do to make sure that everything went as well as it could the first time they put it down so we wouldn't have a callback or a surprise.
Well, you hope to not have one, and they don't want to have one either. But that doesn't mean it doesn't happen once in a while. That's why we have homeowners insurance. But hopefully it'll be fine.
Okay.
You know, roofing business is tough. You have to be 100%. You can't be 98%. You've got to be 100%.
I know.
That's why one business I don't want to be in.
Yeah. And then best time of year, obviously when it's not raining, but.
Yeah, anytime. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Nope.
Cool. Thank you so much. We really appreciate the endorsement.
You're very welcome. That's what we do here at homeshowradio.com. We try to help everybody. So call me, 281-833-3333, and we will talk today. Systems Pavers is a company you call when you want to have pavers installed. It's pretty simple. See, they pay me. I had to come up with that clever transition. Because pavers are beautiful. Pavers are made in a controlled environment. They're 8,000 PSI, which probably means very little to people. That's why I usually don't bring that stuff up. And the color goes all the way through, which is more important to people because it doesn't fade and it lasts a very long time. And if you get it put down right, it actually is a good surface to have. That's the problem, is people in Houston didn't know how to install pavers until System Pavers came along, and now they're covering the market, man. They've got it down because it's not as easy as you think. They have to excavate all that dirt out of there. It's about 9 to 11 inches of depth they go to. Then they have to repack it with different layers so it stays that way. We have very volatile soils here. You know that. You hear about foundation repair. You know trees can cause problems with the root systems and stuff. You got all kinds of things going on. But with a paver system done properly, no problem. And if it does have a problem, just unexpectedly, very rarely, if it's done right, then it can be repaired very simply. And that's why you get a 25-year warranty with System Pavers. So find out more about them. Go to homeshowradio.com. Take a look at the website. You can see how they do the preparation. They do this great soft pour edge, which is really the edging to me is the key, and how deep they go to replacing the existing soil. Too many people just put an inch of sand on there and just plop some pavers down. It looks great for about 12 months. And then little things start to happen. And before you know it, a few little things turns into 100 little things, which means one big thing. And you say, I should never have done that. Then the people pour concrete, they pick it up and pour concrete. You don't have to do that when you get the right people installing it. That's System Pavers. Go to homeshowradio.com and find out more about them.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
Right Touch Electrical. The right way is the only way at Right Touch Electrical.
McGrath Pest Control. The only pest control you'll ever need. Because they think like a bug. Houston Powder Coaters. Don't buy new. Renew your outdoor patio furniture. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Call me and we'll talk. We're not quite halfway through the show. We'll be with you till noon today. But the last hour, you're going to have to stream it because we won't be broadcasting over Sports Radio 610. Because apparently, Chad already wrote this down for me. I didn't see it this morning. The NCAA March Madness begins at 11 a.m., taking away an hour on Sports Radio. But no fear. We'll continue streaming the last hour at homeshowradio.com. Let's talk to Daryl. Daryl, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I am fine, sir.
Hey, quick question for you. So we're redoing the drywall in my garage because I had a couple cracks where we had put stuff up on the wall. And just, anyway, drywall looked bad.
Okay.
So I'm re-drywalling, putting in some new lights in the garage so I can brighten it up, kind of make it into a makeshift man cave during the weekend. But the question I have is, when I took the drywall down, in the attic there was insulation. I didn't think you insulate an attic in a garage.
I wouldn't, but if it was done, it's done. It's there, it's there. But no, it's not practice unless you only air, you only insulate what's air conditioned or heated, which is conditioning the air one way or the other.
Yeah, so when they took the drywall down off the ceiling, it fell. I'm just not going to put it back up because we're not going to be living in
there. Unless you, are you going to air condition it?
No, no.
Oh, because you said man cave. Okay, then don't put it back up. No.
Just a place where I put a TV on the wall and just sit in there. I get buy a big fan.
That's why I asked. I know. I air condition mine, and so I understand. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but the other question I have is my living room wall backs up to the garage.
Okay.
Right? So it separates the garage from the living room. But that wall's not insulated. Should it be?
Yes. They should have done that one. That's exactly what that should have been done, and I'm surprised they didn't understand what they were doing.
Yeah.
Which is common with insulation. Yes.
Yeah, it's a much older home, too. So it was built in 78.
But still, they should have known that. That's kind of standard, but people don't understand insulation. It's simple if you do it right. It can be complicated if you overdo it. It just gets a weird product that people don't really understand.
Okay. All right. Cool. That was all I needed.
All right. Oh, all right, good luck. Have fun. You bet. I bet you anything. I'll give you $10 that he's gonna put an air conditioner in there eventually. He's putting a TV on the wall. He can always throw more insulation on the top. And you know what? I have my garage air conditioned. I don't have a TV on the wall. I got enough TV in the house. When I go out there, I got more fun things to do. And what's most important, though, is I have an air conditioner. It's an old one. It's a 35-year-old heat pump that we just rigged it for cooling. I have electric heat up on the furnace in the attic of this thing, which is probably 45 years old. And it... It is my man cave, and I just turn it on and cool it off when I'm in there, and then I turn it off when I'm not. But you do kind of spoil yourself. It's not an energy efficiency Green New Deal thing. Believe me, it's not even close. Nor is a swimming pool or a lot of other things people do. All right, AirTech of Katy is a company that can make sure, and they take care of mine, actually, make sure it keeps working. They keep finding old parts for that thing and keep it running. Eventually, someday, I'm going to probably put a ductless in, but that's down the road. But as far as that goes, it's time for your tune-up. You have a week left, $49 for them to come out. If you can schedule it this week, I don't know how busy they are because starting in April, everybody's going to get slammed. So make your calls this week before the end of March and start scheduling things. And in this case, it's your air conditioning and heating tune-up. And if you were like me, I had air conditioning on last night and I turned the heater on this morning. We're still going through that back and forth process because it's cold, it's hot, it's hot, it's cold. And your air conditioning system is confused. And so it runs a little bit harder when it's not running in just one direction. So it just gets confused, a little scattered. But AirTech of Katy can take care of it all for you. And when I say AirTech of Katy, they handle all of Houston. This company is bigger. They took over Absolute Comfort Air a couple of years ago, I do believe. And they've got you covered with the same service, just a bigger area. So don't be afraid to call them if you don't live in Katy and you live somewhere else. It's AirTech of Katy. And if you're thinking of replacing your air conditioning system, this is the time of year to do it. Look how beautiful it is outside. You can get away with them coming to your home on a day like today, replacing the air conditioning system. You can still live in it. You can still be comfortable. You can still enjoy the outdoors. But it takes about a day to get it all replaced and redone the way you want it done. I would say give it a day. And when they're done, they're going to say what they said to me when they put my evaporator coil in. It was about a year ago, a little over a year ago, when I had to get a new one put in. They said, it's going to get really cold tonight with the air conditioner on, so monitor it because you might want to change your thermostat. And boy, were they right, cool and crisp. And you'll discover the same thing with a new air conditioning system or one that's running right from AirTech of Katy.
I'll plant a garden in the yard, then they're gluing.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan live at the Berry Center for the Home and Outdoor Living Show.
And we're having an interesting morning. I've got a lot of guests. We have a special guest today. who called me yesterday say, can I be a guest? And then he slipped me $20. So I said, yes, of course. And it's Jeff from Trifection.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, good morning. And he's wearing an orange vest, so you can see him when you come in, because it's safety all the way at Trifection. Everywhere they go, even when they go out to dinner, they wear their vests, they wear their safety glasses.
Hard hats.
And your hard hats. And you're taught that at the Remodeling Council, right?
Yes, sir.
You take their classes. I know. You told me all about their classes. You love them. And they're teaching you so much. So, what are you doing out here today? I know it's not about Trifection, but first off, let me just say, Trifection is the best remodeling company in town. Do you have anything you want to throw in there about your company before we talk about what your duty is here?
No, just thanks for the props.
Well, thank you. And kitchens are the big thing this year for you. You want to do a bunch of kitchens, don't you?
Yes, sir.
All right. So if you need a new kitchen and anything, what you do it all, right?
Yep.
You do shooting ranges in attics. You do underground swimming pools. You do all kinds of things, right? You know, the famous underground swimming pool?
Yeah.
Okay. If you can think about it, I'll guarantee you they can pull it off. But tell us what you're doing out here today.
Tom, I'm out here with the Remodelers Council. The Remodelers Council is a group of remodelers and vendors that are in an association that we just collaborate with each other and help the industry of remodeling and building. And
are you with the GHBA?
The Remodelers Council is a subset of the GHBA. Yes.
I remember when they hit this town a lot of years ago. Have you been a member for a lot of years?
I've been a member for about 12 years.
12 years. Okay. That's awesome.
So what we're doing out here right now, every year we do a garage sale that we take the proceeds, and later in the year we do a charity event. Last year at this garage sale, we raised over $30,000, and we basically remodeled a woman's shelter.
Awesome. I did not know that.
Yep, we're not sure what this year's charity event is yet. We should know in the next 4 to 6 weeks. We team up with a group called HomeAid, which is a group that kind of handles these events and finds people like us to help do them.
Okay, so what would people expect to come out here and buy? What's in it for them?
So throughout the year, the remodelers and the builders, we take products out of people's homes when they're remodeling that are perfectly good condition. Sometimes you don't even know why they're getting rid of it. And we save it through the year, and then we bring it out here and sell it in this garage sale. Now, aside from the things that are secondhand that we get out of houses, also a lot of the vendors that are part of this group, they bring brand new stuff, brand new appliances, brand new sinks, brand new tubs. I saw over there, there's a $1,500 sink. $1,500 sink, they've got $350 on that sink to sell it. And
really?
there's a lot of brand new stuff out here that you can get a really good deal. And also, there's a lot of home decor, furniture, office furniture.
I see all the office furniture. I'm sitting on one of the chairs right now.
Yeah.
It's $5. It has a sticker on it.
Lots of artwork.
Yes.
Lots of really, really nice decorative items for your home.
The chef genie lady, Linda, she was saying, oh, I could take that desk, turn it over, make a seat out of it. She gets real creative with this stuff. So if you're out, you know, shopping like that, that's would be a place. We're on the inside, so I'm right across from it in the back of the I guess Hall A or whatever we are. When you get in here, you'll know where to go. But do you have stuff outside too? What kind of stuff are you selling outside?
Yeah, out front we've got a bunch of pavers.
Okay.
If you want to do a patio or sure. some type of paving job. In the back, we've got a truckload of tile. Now, it's not large lots of the colors, but there's enough to do backsplashes, small rooms.
Yeah.
You can mix and match.
Small bathrooms on the floor, uh-huh. that kind of thing.
Yeah. Bunch of tile out back.
Okay, so you said pallets and heavy stuff. Do you have a forklift out there?
They have a forklift here at the Berry
okay,
Center.
Good. They're letting you use it. I can certify people if you need me to.
All right.
That's one thing I actually can do. But as far as that goes, what else do you want them to know? You don't know what you're going to do with the money yet. It definitely goes 100% to the cause, or do you people
100%.
100%. You do this every year. And you'll be out here today and tomorrow, but is it first come, first serve when it comes to these products?
Yep. You buy it, or somebody else is going to come behind you and get it.
Okay.
And we have people that try to get us to hold it because they want to
yes.
call grandma or something like that,
and it's,
hard and it's gone.
Yeah, so it is. You buy it. And so that means people should bring their trucks if they're really serious.
Yes.
Yeah, or call somebody up to come get it.
Now, if they pay for it, we'll hold it here through the day if they need to go home and get a truck.
Will you hold it till tomorrow?
Possibly.
If they pay for it?
Yes. If they pay
but
for
you're,
it.
You're responsible for it.
Well, it'll be
you
fine.
Know, you know that CYA stuff, how people get all worried. I would think you would do that. You come pay for it, they'll hold it till tomorrow. I see a lot of big windows and stuff still wrapped up, and that's how they come from the factory. So I see new stuff there. Anything else you want to share with us before you go back to work?
No, just come out here and support a really, really good cause. And the Remodelers Council thanks all of you for doing that.
You know, you're dressed like you have orange on your shoes and blue. You have orange and blue on you. You're dressed very color coordinated today.
Thank you.
Sometimes I see you're not so coordinated.
You look pretty good too, Tom.
I have to. I'm on stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I even took a shower, and usually I don't. When I do the show. And actually, I'm in my bathrobe. Jeff is in the middle of, just for those of you who know, I always go to him. He's putting new floor covering in my studio here in the next couple of weeks whenever he gets it. And he tells me he's on his way. So I always go to him, too.
Bathroom countertop.
I know, because I made a mistake.
No.
Yeah, I put two sinks in, and I'm tired of it. I'm getting rid of a sink. Yes, so I'm eating it. The cost is killing me, but I'm doing it. All right. Anyway. Yo, come on out, see Jeff. If you need a remodel job, I'm just going to give you a plug. Call Trifection at 281 Kitchen, and I will see you around.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much. And good luck on your bring your cash out here and spend some money with these people. Even if you leave it at your neighbor's house, it's okay. We have a brand new certified home show pro, by the way. Somebody that is really necessary in this town. It's insulation. I have been getting calls over and over and over again about insulation, radiant barriers, blowing it in, what kind should I get? And I just said, who should I? And then at the end of the call, it's always, who should I get to do it? Well, I didn't have anybody. All the people I knew, that a lot of them had retired. A lot of companies had switched. COVID made a lot of changes in this town, and we all know that. But I have a gentleman, a young man, who was in the insulation business working for a company for years. And he's been back in the business for about 4 or 5 years now, and he's doing a great job. I got to talk with him. He's just a really nice guy. And he will take care of your insulation problems, from fiberglass insulation to radiant barriers. They can do the solar fans if you need them. Insulation removal. How many of you have asked me, how do I get rid of the old stuff? It's leaving dust in my house, especially the old rock wool. And some of that stuff is 40, 50 years old in people's homes. Rockwell was the original. Then you had the cellulose, which turns into just dust because it breaks down and it's not good to be breathing. You don't want it in your home. And of course, they can do a full service and tell you exactly what they need. In fact, when I talked to them, they said, Tom, we go in and say, you need a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and we'll put the whole package together for you. It's not just selling you a whole bunch of R-value and saying, oh, you're done now. That's not what they do. It's Arctic Insulation Solutions, and they are a brand new certified home show pro. And if you're thinking of adding insulation into your home and you need to beef it up a little bit, if you want to replace it because it's just a mess up there in your attic, maybe, and they do a lot of this, you have critters that get up into the attic and into the spaces that you can't get to. Well, when it's all done and you get rid of the critters, they can get rid of all the critter mess. Because this is springtime, and people are having babies right now. And babies poop and pee a lot. And so, as we all know who raise children, that's why they wear diapers. Unfortunately, the ones in the attic don't. And so they will come and vacuum that all out before you repair the sheetrock, might be an answer for some people. And Arctic Insulation, it's not Arctic, it's Arctic. You got to say it right. Arctic Insulation Solutions can do all of that for you. So give them a call. You can find them at homeshowradio.com. And you can see pictures of the attics they've done. They're nice, they're neat, they're clean, and they'll save you money. And a lot of you need just a few inches of insulation, maybe 4 or 5. That's what you're looking for. Call Arctic Insulation Solutions, and they'll come out and take care of you. Whether it's radiant barriers, fiberglass insulation, attic fans, you need it. They got it at Arctic Insulation Solutions.
I'd like to be under the sea. In an octopus's garden, in the shade.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan, live at the Berry Center for the Home and Outdoor Living Show.
Okay. 281-833-3333. Remind everybody that In about 20 minutes, we are going to be clicked off. We are going to be just totally off the air at Sports Radio 610, but continue on the air at our stream, which is getting me excited because I'm 60 years old or plus, and my prostate's the size of a papaya, so I'm streaming. I like that. All right, but for right now, we're going to get back to the calls. Call me, 281-833-3333. And after we go into the streaming, you can still listen, and you can still call, and we'll still be broadcasting from the Barry Center out here at the last home show of the year. And it's everything is free, so come on out and enjoy the crowd. Enjoy the it's not that big a crowd, so you can get in and out in about an hour. It's one of the local shows that Tony puts on out here. It'll be the last one for the year. At least for the spring. I don't know if anything else is coming up. There, people are kind of talking about it, but it doesn't sound like there will be. So enjoy this one if you're out in this part of the world, and that's on the west side in the Sci-Fair area. And this one's the Sci-Fair Home and Outdoor Living Show. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Morning, sir.
Question here is, I've got some yard work that's going to be coming up, irrigation and some fencing. And I've got a right-of-way that runs back through my yard, so I always call the dig number and have everybody post anything, you know, before I, you know, dig.
Yes.
But on the electrical is, when the guy comes out, he says, I'm not allowed to show the line into your house because you guys own that. So what do you do just to make sure that, I mean, you have to identify that. You don't want a contractor hitting it. Any suggestions on how to, you know, find that, or is there another service, or what do I do?
You can call an electrician if you want them to mark it.
I'm
surprised a guy wouldn't give you a front and back just because it'd take him 2 seconds to do it with his little gizmo he's holding. Give him 20 bucks.
It's kind of funny. I've done that in the past, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. So.
I
just figured, you know what, I'm going to call Tom and see what he does. So an electrician could do it then.
Okay, yeah, you could call Right Touch Electrical. They have a little marker. It'll make a little ding-dong noise, and they'll follow it, and they'll show you front and back, and then you're going to have to make a mental note of where it is. So for now on, it's there. It should be at least a minimum of 18 inches deep. I do believe it'll probably be deeper, depending if it's in conduit or not. If it's in a Schedule 80 conduit, even if they hit it, they're not going to break it because that's 80,000 pound per square inch crush and break proof. So it's that gray conduit you might see on the electrical aisle at Home Depot. But if it's just a line that they have buried, I think they have to bury it about 36 inches deep. So I don't know what you're digging, besides maybe a swimming pool or something you could got to be careful of. But Right Touch Electrical can come out and tell you where it is.
Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. That's what we do here at Home Show Radio. Call me if you want, 281-833-3333, and we will talk. Abacus Plumbing can take care of all your plumbing needs. In fact, have you ever thought about being a VIP? Although you're a VIP if you listen to the show, as far as the show goes. But to be a VIP at Abacus Plumbing, you can talk to them about it, and then they'll take care of all your plumbing. You get all these advantages to it, from being first in line on the emergency calls to your maintenance done on your water heaters as part of the program and everything else. It's way too much that I'm going to get into as far as the nuts and bolts of it, but it's just one of the many ways they want to service the 40,000+ people every year that they service at Abacus Plumbing. I think it's free dray cleaning all you want is involved with that. So you talk to them about the VIP deal. But as far as that goes, when you need a plumber, you need a plumber. And when you need a plumber, you need someone you can count on. Not someone that says, oh, I'm kind of busy now, and that, you know, I'll kind of try to work in. No, you need somebody, you call Abacus Plumbing. You can count on them on an emergency situation. And if it's not an emergency, then you can make it time at everybody's convenience to get the job done. Like what? Like maybe put in a new faucet. Maybe you need a garbage disposal, but that's not really an emergency. You just, you know, need to get it done here in the next 48 hours or so. Whatever the case may be, what would be an emergency? Sewage backup, that would be an emergency. No hot water, that's pretty close to a total emergency, depending what time of year it is. So it's all about knowing your plumber. You don't call them every day, you don't need them every week, but when you need them, you know that Abacus will be there. Give Abacus a call at 713-PLUMBING. That's 713-PLUMBING.
Like a macho man, I said I'll fix it myself. I can't tell already. I'm going to need some help. Now, I gotta get it worked out.
Now, more answers to your home improvement questions from Tom Tynan, broadcasting from the Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Berry Center.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get me some professional help. Yeah.
281-833-3333. Call me, and we will talk today. Let's see here. Let's get another caller in. Let's talk to Bill. Bill, you're on Home Show Radio.
Tom, I've got a plumbing question for you. Yesterday, sure. I had Abacus out to my house and did a pressure jet of a clogged kitchen line. Hooked onto that line is, of course, a washing machine and the dishwasher, and it pushed out stuff that I couldn't even identify.
Okay.
I had, and I've got a clean out. I have a clean out on the outside of the wall, and the reroute was done before I moved in. I had the same thing done back in 2017. And my question to you, when they ran the camera, they found bellies about 10 feet down and about another 12 feet down, which is causing me problems.
Yes.
And other than having the reroute done, which will be cutting through the driveway concrete and all that, which is very expensive, do you see any issue with maybe once a month taking a hose and just turning the water and kind of forcing water through there to try to keep it clean?
I don't see any issue with it, and I don't think it will ever harm anything. To do it once and do it so you never have to worry about this ever and everything runs like for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years without any of these kind of problems, the only way to do it is probably redo it or probably just reroute the whole thing. But if right. you can keep it clear and you can keep it running, it's certainly not going to be anything but an annoyance and a nuisance and maintenance to you. But I know it's expensive to do what you have to do. So it's not an issue where you're going to have a problem down the road hurting something or destroying anything. You're just going to have this thing on the back of your mind all the time.
Now, I have clean outs also for the washing machine. Should I open those up when I do this? Because I don't want something backing up into the house if there is a blockage.
Well, I mean, you can get things backing up anytime you do that. But if you what you're saying, open them on the outside?
Yes, they have clean outs on the outside. In the
driveway. You can, and you guys got to always be careful. But usually if something comes back, if it's a house on a slab, where you're going to find it first is going to be in the bathtubs or the shower on the first floor.
Right, right.
That's the areas you got to watch because that's what's going to always back up first. Is that's where all the sludge and stuff always starts going when it starts to back up.
This kitchen line only has the kitchen and those items, and then it kind of cuts into the backyard and connects with the other lines and go out the back to the city line.
Okay, well, if you want to take a cap off and just keep an eye on it just to make sure you don't do something that hurts or if you don't have eyes on everything, yeah, you can do that. It's not going to hurt anything. But if you're going to try to pressure it and pressure it down, it'll back up and just start flowing out of there and maybe not do the work you need it to do. I don't know exactly what the mechanics is of what you have to do.
Right, right. About this Bio-1 that they recommend using?
If you use it a lot and if it stays on top of it, it's fine. But bellies tend to haunt people forever. It's there now. You know if you sell the house, somebody takes it over, they're going to have to know about it or they'll find out about it eventually. It's just something that's a problem, and it happens once in a while. It's unfortunate. The plumbers aren't paying attention or somebody else comes along behind them and runs a tractor over it or hits it or something, doesn't say anything. But it's just a nature of something that happens once in a while. That's why they got to be so careful when they lay their lines not to have any real pronounced bellies.
Yeah, I said it was done before I moved in, and I have a feeling that it's probably done on the cheap, perhaps.
Well, I don't know where it is, but a lot of the scenarios on this is the plumber put it all in nice. If it's under the slab or it's close to it, the guys are working all around, the rough end's put in, somebody steps on it, somebody runs a tractor on it, somebody does something and doesn't say anything. And then all of a sudden it's there, and then the whole house is done, and before you know it, you got to have the whole house working. And it had nothing to do with the plumber. It had nothing to do with saving money. It's somebody did something, either didn't lay it right through the people who did it, or somebody messed it up and didn't say anything and say, hey, I messed up your plumbing. You need to come fix it because they were embarrassed.
Gotcha.
That's usually the scenario with bellies because it's not a money saver. You don't save money by putting a belly in a pipe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like I said, it runs along the driveway, so it could be overtime car driving over the driveway in that area.
Yeah, it could.
It down.
Didn't get compacted right. It didn't get prepped right. There's a lot of things. So, yeah, it happens. Eventually, somebody's going to have to replace that pipe.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. And that's why we're here at Home Show Radio to help you. 281-833-3333, and we will talk. What happens when your power goes out and you sit in the dark? You whimper. Your dog gets nervous. Your kids say, my computer won't work. You hear all kinds of people whining. And you go, why me? Why me? Well, why not you? That's what my mother used to say, why not you? And then I would just shut up when I was a kid. But I can solve that problem for you with a... my cord came out. With a KISS generator system that will come right back on. Then you can say, why not me? And you say it with a smile on your face. Nobody's whining. The dogs aren't crying. And you're not sitting in the dark and the TV comes back on and you just go on with your life because old people love TV and old people afford generators because they don't want to be without power. And if you're a young person and you can afford it, call KISS Generators because they're going to get the best generator for you on your home. And it comes right on. You don't have to go outside. You don't have to plug anything in. You just let it do its stuff. And within, I don't know, they always say, is it 6 seconds or 15 seconds or 20 seconds? Within a few seconds, you got power right back restored. The only thing you'll have to do, and it's true, you'll have to reset your clocks. I can attest to that. The clocks are quicker than the generator. But besides that, that's it. KISS Generators, they install Kohler generators, and they are emergency backup generators of any size you need for anything you want to run. You can run an entire airport if you wanted to with a few of their giant Kohler generators, or just a small little generator behind your home and just run your refrigerator, your air conditioner, and your lights and television and your cell phone chargers. All the things that are important to you. KISS Generators also services all the different brands. It doesn't have to be Kohler. You can have a Generac, one of the most popular brands around. They service those too because it has to be serviced. It is a motor. I just had the oil changed in my car 2 days ago. My little light came on, said change the oil. Well, you don't get a light with your generator, but the oil needs to be changed every year after a certain amount of hours. And they document the hours and they change the oil, they change the air filter, they put a new battery in. The batteries go bad after a while. Without a battery, you have no power. I don't care how good the motor runs, if it doesn't start up, you're history with it. So get it serviced, and now's a good time at KISS Generators.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Arcosa Crush Concrete, formerly Cherry Companies, paying you for recycling your concrete and asphalt while making Houston a greener place every day.
Aquatex Kinetico Water Systems. Better water flows from better thinking. Rudy's Quality Painting. Two generations of experience and painting craftsmanship you can trust.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Scott. Scott, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Have a home in the Hill Country and 20 years old, so I'm thinking it probably is almost time for a roof. So I call a roofing company out that's established in the Fredericksburg area.
Uh-huh.
He takes one look at the roof and says, you know, we had 4 hailstorms here last year. I'm going to be really surprised if you don't have hail damage. So I said, well, do an inspection anyway. So he comes out and does an inspection, and he says, you do have hail damage. You need to talk to your insurance company. And I've replaced probably 20 roofs in your neighborhood, and I've replaced 4 on your street, all of which had hail damage. And I talked to a couple of neighbors, and before I even called him, and they were satisfied with his work and with his honesty. And I looked at his work on several other roofs, and looks good to me for what I know. So okay. I call the make a claim with my insurance company. They send an adjuster out. The adjuster says, there's no hail damage here.
So there might not be.
I know.
I don't know. So
I don't know who to trust.
Did he go? Did this roofer go up, or did he just say you probably have? Did he actually go on your roof?
He did.
Yeah. Well, I can't tell you what he saw, and I can't tell you what adjuster saw. The fact that he told you to call the adjuster makes it seem that he's pretty honest. Because a lot of them will say, here, just sign this and we'll take care of the claim with your insurance agency. So he could have done that, and that's a really bad thing for you to do, to go sign anything. Yeah. Hopefully you didn't.
No.
But as far as that goes, is my advice to everybody when they start to have hail damage, or they think they do, or the neighborhood starts getting inundated with roofers that tell everybody they do, is to call their adjuster. What you can say is, and you can call your insurance company back and say, can you send a second adjuster out? You can do that up to three times and say, well, I've already had a roofer. We went through the rules, and he said I had damage. He told me to call you. I called you. You're telling me I don't. Can I get a third party to look at it one more time?
Yeah.
And that's about the only advice I can give you at this point if you're trying to get a hail claim on your roof.
Yeah, he was pretty upfront. He said, you know, have you ever had a roof replaced before? I said, no, I haven't. He said, well, don't even think in a damage claim that you're going to get your deductible taken care of, because he says, I don't do that. That's a good way to get in trouble. So that made me feel a little bit better about him, that he would even throw that out there.
Oh, I don't distress your roofer at all. What I'm distressing is whose eyes are looking, and it could be. Here's what happens in the insurance industry. They send a lot of people out that aren't real schooled in what they're looking at. They'll take automobile adjusters, and if they need to hire, there's three types of adjusters. There's a private adjuster, a independent adjuster, and a public adjuster. The private adjusters work for the insurance company. The independent adjusters work for all kinds of companies. They're called out to represent the insurance company. And then a public adjuster would represent you. I don't think you even need to go down that road. But as far as that goes, it might have been someone who wasn't real schooled in the hail damage. And so you might want to say, hey, can you send me out one of your adjusters that are on staff and go through this one more time? Because I'm really confused. I got a good roofer who told me the good information. And that's the next thing you have to do. Okay?
Do that.
And that's about as far as I can take you right now. But have him come out and take a look at it one more time. Then after that, you'll have to deal with what you want. But I'm glad he's not trying to take care of the deductible. And I'm glad he told you to call your insurance company. All right. Let me get my copy here. Would you like not to do a lawnmower anymore? Not to pull your lawnmower out, not to put gas in it, not to do the things that you have to do when it comes to mowing a yard? It's a pain. Who wants to go through all that? Well, I want you to do something for me and think about a synthetic lawn. Now, that's not for everybody. You have a big yard, you have 4 acres, you're not going to do it. But if you have a small yard and you want it to look good all the time and you're tired of it dying, you're tired of buying weed killers and fertilizers and lawn mowing around the back, and you're looking at new battery-powered lawnmowers that are really expensive, call Synlawn and find out how they can change your life when it comes to, especially with the smaller homes and the smaller yards, it's going to look beautiful. You want a putting green, you never have to cut. You don't have to cut them. If they're real, you have to cut them every week. Nope, call Synlawn. That's what they do. Synlawn is a company that can put in a synthetic turf for you. So, Synlawn.com, or find them at homeshowradio.com.
Gardening doesn't have to be dull or difficult.
Good morning, ladies. I'm sorry I had to call back.
We believe gardening should be fun.
I forgot a question.
Okay, good.
Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros.
Looks like I am going to have to podcast that first hour.
I'm already turning red with embarrassment.
Making gardening fun again.
If it makes you feel good to pull the weeds.
Saturday morning, 7 till 9.
It's like Kelly loves to pull weeds.
You
like
call, we answer.
It is therapeutic.
Advice and tips that put easy and fun into your lawn and landscaping. Saturday mornings on Sports Radio 610 and online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Home Show Radio will be right back.